USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
International hacking group Anonymous has declared a cyber war against Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of hackers took to Twitter and said most members are currently involved in an operation against the Russian Federation. They went on to say one of the main targets is the Russian government, while adding the private sector will most likely be targeted as well. The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. What we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
New inflation numbers are being released. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped another 6.1% in January compared with 1 year ago. The latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will worsen as Russia continues to invade Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982.
President Biden is introducing his nominee to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
If confirmed, she would be the first black woman to serve on the high court. Biden promising that race would be his main prerequisite when it came to filling Justice Stephen Breyer's seat. Jackson is currently on D.C.'s federal appellate court. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham not happy with the pick, calling the candidate too far to the left. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline has reached $3.59 a gallon, up 33 cents so far this year. With ongoing uncertainty over how oil supplies could be affected by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, consumers are likely to continue seeing elevated prices when they fill up their tank. Jay Young is the president and CEO of King Operating Corporation, a privately owned Texas oil and gas company. He tells USA Radio News prices are only going to go up.
I feel like by next summer you're going to be seeing $5 across the board for premium unleaded. Even in the Midwest or the South, you'll see these prices. Maybe not next to Houston. Houston is the least amount because there's no transportation right next to all the refineries. But I do believe you'll see in places like Phoenix not California, you'll see a lot higher there, but you will see a lot higher price.
The Smithsonian is overwhelmed by the response from travelers to send their vacation photos from Walt Disney World and Disneyland. The National Museum of American History earlier this month asking visitors to the two Disney theme parks to share their photos of visits to Disney World in Florida and Disneyland in California. The museum saying the photos could become part of a possible display in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.